Scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first three verses, and then also verses 8 through 16, Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, and 8 through 16. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered himself faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, or perhaps as we remember from a different version of the scriptures, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith, we understand the universe was created at God's command. By faith, Abel sacrificed. By faith, Enoch was taken up. By faith, Noah built a boat. By faith, Abraham obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. By faith, Moses' parents and Moses and Moses' people. By faith, Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel and the prophets. By faith, Rahab the prostitute and Gideon and Barak. By faith, we are living by faith, you and me. And faith is, according to the 11th chapter, where this great account is given of all these folks who have lived by faith. Faith is what? It is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. The conviction, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith, Abraham, he lived in Ur. It's interesting when you find a place you live in, it's only two letters. He lived in Ur. I guess they didn't have enough for the sign on the city limits. We just had Ur is all we had. And maybe it was when they were first discovering the place, someone said, Ur, my back or something. But anyway, he lived in Ur. Sounds like a mistake. You live where? I live in Ur. But anyway, Abraham is from that place, and it's a good place. It has a good climate. It has a good economy. It is the best, perhaps, place to live in that day. It had the first high-rises. It was a place of distinction and a place where a person could make a living. It was Abraham and Sarah's place. And yet, it says that Abraham and Sarah demonstrate their faith by leaving their home, settling in an unknown land, and trusting God to provide and to fulfill his promise of a child. By faith, Abraham set out on a journey. Journeys of faith require what? They require a deep faith in the one who is sending us, a dependence on God for provisions along the way, and a belief that the destination is never in doubt. A journey of faith is a deep trust in the one sending us. Abraham obeyed even though he didn't know where he was going. Why would I leave this place that I love? Why would I leave this place that's settled? Abraham leaves even though he didn't know where he was headed. Faith journeys require a deep trust in the one sending us, a dependence on God for provisions along the way. It was not an easy journey. It took many time and generations to be settled for Abraham and Sarah, and a belief that the destination was never in doubt. Sometimes mysterious, sometimes unknown, sometimes wondering if they could make it, sometimes wondering if they made mistakes. It was a forward-looking journey for Abraham and Sarah as they proceeded to a search for a better country, a heavenly one, a city with foundations whose architect and builder was God. By faith, Abraham, by faith, you and me. We live by faith. We live by faith. A faith in a God who leads us, a faith even though we don't always know where we're going, a faith, that conviction of things we can't even yet see. By faith we live. And just the same as it was for Abraham and Sarah, faith means for us a deep trust in the one who is sending us. If we feel called to go on a journey of faith, we go even though we don't know where we're headed. Sometimes in life we're very sure of what's happening tomorrow. I'm getting up. School says I got to be there at this time. That's what's happening tomorrow. That's exactly what's taking place. And some days and some weeks and some months are like that. We know exactly what's going to take place. Well, on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday throughout the week, we know. But sometimes in a journey of faith, we step out into an unknown place. We go to a new city. We go to a new job. We go to a new vocation. Sometimes faith for you and me means we must have a deep trust in the one who is sending us, even though we don't know where we're going. It is as old as Abraham and Sarah who headed out. By faith, we need a deep trust in the one who is sending us, a dependence on God for the provisions along the way, and a belief that the destination is never in doubt. Sometimes it is mysterious where we're headed. Sometimes we're unsure of what the decisions we've made, but we are, along with Abraham, along with Sarah, along all these persons of faith, we are looking and in search for a better country, a heavenly one, a city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. I don't know exactly what your concept of God is. I believe that God puts a longing in our hearts, and there is a world that is better for us, and there is more than just this. When I make it through a week and I look back at what I've accomplished, that was important, but there is also something ahead of me. There is a better country. There is more than just living in Ur, as Abraham and Sarah did. There is more for you and for me. Augustine put it this way: our heart finds no rest until it rests in thee. There is a longing in the hearts of men and women. The persons of faith that are mentioned in Hebrews 11 grasped this world that was not their home, and they didn't expect God to make it their home. Faith puts in your heart a longing for home. We talk about that when we visit our fathers and mothers and grandparents, and they start talking about going home. And we're not ready for you to go home. You need to stay here a little longer. But we have a sense throughout our lives that we are made for a different place. There's a longing in your heart and mine, and it will not be satisfied until we are home. And you were made for bigger things. You were made for more than just success or for a job that ranks you to the top. There's more. When we heard from the parable of the rich fool who just kept on building bigger barns, we were reminded that we are made for more than just bigger barns. And we have been storing up perhaps the wrong things. Faith is a journey, and we have not arrived. We don't know it all. I don't think you know it all. You might think you know it all. I might from time to time think I know it all, but faith is a journey, and we didn't just, as the moment we put our trust in God, all of a sudden know everything. No, the things I thought I used to know are not as clear anymore. Along the life's journey, things happen that we don't expect. There are unexpected turns and hurts and pains, and we are mindful that faith is a journey. We have not arrived. We don't know it all, but we're looking for a better country. Faith is not so much settling in, but moving on. Sometimes we say, I found the Lord. Well, find the Lord along the way. We sometimes find the Lord and we stop. Well, I gave my heart to Jesus when I was 5 years old. Well, give it again, because faith is not just a one-time event for you and me, and we don't find faith and then just set camp there. No, we're constantly moving on. We gather for worship. It's an important event, and we feel filled, but we also live out that faith when we go forth from these doors. Faith is just not what we do when we come into this place. It's how we live our lives each and every day. We are called to live by faith, and people of faith can have a confidence here and now, even when all hell is breaking loose around us. The promise of God for peace and justice and mercy and salvation can be trusted. Sometimes in the midst of the storm, sometimes in the middle of the pain, sometimes right in the middle of the trouble, we seemingly lose our way into the eye of faith. To those around us, there's trouble all around, but to those who have the eyes of faith, grace is all around us. We live by faith, which is an inner confidence that God will be, also a belief that God is already doing. We can move forward. Inwardly, faith moves our hearts. Outwardly, faith moves mountains. It is said of Abraham, he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. Faith allows us to see the world as it is and yet discover God still working in it. Sometimes we want to throw up our hands and say it's crazy. We look at the things that happen in the life of politics, or that happens in the life of schools, that happens in the life of our vocations, and we want to throw up our hands and say, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any possibility. When we see tragedies happen in the world around us, when we see lives being taken senselessly, we have a sense to throw our hands up in the air and say as if nothing's taking place. And yet faith allows us to see the world as it is and discover God still works here. And it is the God of grace who works in your life and mine, even in the midst of what we cannot presently understand. Faith allows us to see beyond our sight and believe in a God who, as the scriptures say, prepares a place for us. A place for us, even out of nothing. In the verse, in 11th chapter, in verse 3, it says, in creation, God created something out of nothing. God created this world out of nothing. It's my favorite line, my favorite humorous joke, which I've told to my kids 100 times. I said, in the beginning, there was nothing. And then God said, let there be light. And there was still nothing, but you could see it. We're mindful that God created out of nothing. God made something out of what could not seemingly be anything. And the same God who creates this world out of nothing can create in your life and mine something out of nothing. It is said of Abraham, here was one that God blessed the nations with. Here was someone that God did something with who was a man as good as dead. That's what the scriptures say, as good as dead, which meant there's no kids coming anywhere, right? But out of something out of nothing, God is the one who creates something out of nothing and allows us to understand there is something ahead of us. There is a future for us. Because God is the God who creates something out of nothing, God can continually do that in your life and mine. We don't have anything to offer. We don't have skills. We don't have abilities. We don't have the strength. This is the God who creates things seemingly out of nothing. So we have a future. And being able to see into the future means that we are not controlled by the past. Things have happened to you in your childhood. Things have molded you and shaped the way that you think about the world. Things that have happened to you that were in your past and you seemingly are all around you. But the past does influence us. The past does not, however, have to determine who we are. The God who creates things out of nothing. And as important as your past may be, it is not as important as your future, and your future is before you. God who has worked with you yesterday will work for you. And Jesus Christ, God says, I have a future for you. And I don't know what your condition is today. I don't know what you're here for in this moment, but God believes that there is a future for you. Well, what is it? Well, I don't know. I wish I could be more informed. I wish I could give you a precise answer. But the scriptures say faith is moving toward something that we can't yet see. Does it mean it's an idle hope or just wishful thinking? But it's a reminder that God can create for you, and there's a future. The gospel singer Ira Stamphill wrote, "There are many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I wish for you in the moment of tragedy. I wish for you in the moment of indecision. I wish for you in the moment when things are unclear, more clarity and more understanding still. We can trust in things we can't even yet see. We can move forward even if we don't know precisely where we're going. 7/8 of an iceberg is underwater, but we still believe the iceberg's right there, right? We understand even though we can't see all parts of it. You can't see the wind, but you know that it's real. Makes you comb your hair if you've got any in a comb. We can't always see beyond the horizon, but we believe if we keep on driving as far as the car will take us, that the landscape will begin to change, right? We can't always see, but we can believe by faith. The 11th chapter of Hebrews says there were many wonderful folks that walked by faith, and they died without receiving the promise. They did not receive the things promised. Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham, all these people were living by faith. When they died, they did not receive the things promised. They only saw and welcomed them, embraced them from a distance. Is that a horrible story? Is it a horrible account, the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews? Say all these people died without receiving the promise? No. It's a reminder, though, that they embraced the promises of God from a distance. They saluted, they greeted, they bid, they welcomed. The good news of the gospel is that death is not the final word. It is a word, and it's a painful word, and it cuts and it hurts and it causes us great loss. And when we lose things in life, there begin to be holes in our hearts that we can't soon replace. When we lose a loved one, people tell us, "You will see her again, you will see him again." That's what people say. When we lose a loved one to death, that's what we believe. Though we struggle right now because we can't see them in the same way we did before. We are people of sight, and when things are taken from sight, we struggle. But we can see where our loved ones have been. We can see the works that they accomplished. We can believe in a better place. We can believe that we will see. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. Faith is being certain of what we do not see. And we live by faith, not by sight. We believe things will happen, and sometimes we get to see them take place, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we get to see a child born. Sometimes we get to hold a grandchild. Sometimes we get a job. Sometimes we live on and die peacefully in the night, and sometimes we do not. And that's the struggle for you and me. I can't see it. I can't fully understand. But there is a home for you, even though you can't see it now. There is a place for you. There is a table set with your chair waiting. There is a place for you. Though you may not fully see, you are investing in that home. Sometimes we have a vacation destination. We don't know exactly what it looks like. We go online, we purchase a place, and we see something, and they show the ideal one, but it may not be the one you get to go with, right? Because they put a better one there on the internet. This is what you'll get. Well, it may be a little different, but you know. But anyway, you get to see a picture of it. So you invest your money to a place you're going to go, to a destination where you believe you'll find happiness on this vacation. I'm not sure, but my money's invested there, and I know I'll go there sometime. We don't always know what things exactly look like, you and me. Faith is a journey. And in Jesus, the journey is complete. Scriptures say that Jesus Christ was like us in every way, and he entered into the city of God, not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Jacob looked forward to that city, and Jacob is not, and God's grace is amongst us, and God is not ashamed to be called any of these folks God. God's not ashamed to be called our God in Christ. Whatever price we needed to pay has been paid. The investment has been given. The down payment has been made, and we are called simply not to make everything happen, but to live by faith in Christ, not in my own beliefs, not in my own abilities, not in my political party, not in my diet, not in all those things. All those things are great and fine, but ultimately our faith is in Christ, in whom the journey is complete. And God is not ashamed to be called the God of those who live by faith. God has done something for you. God has done something for me. He made us a city, a heavenly city whose architect and builder is God. Faith is believing in the one who already believes in you. And he was not ashamed to be called their God. Faith is believing in the one who is not ashamed and who believes in you. God has a gift for you. In Luke's gospel it says, "Do not be afraid, little flock. The Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." It has already happened. The price has already been paid. The fact that God wants to give us good gifts reminds us that God is not the one who is the stern, angry judge who takes pleasure in punishing people for the wrong things they have done. Rather, God takes great delight in giving good gifts to all who are willing to receive them. Faith is receiving a gift. We get so caught up in the daily grind that we sometimes miss out on God's good gifts. We miss the treasures. Sometimes we're so busy we miss the treasures of a child's affirmation, of a friend's care, someone, loved one's touch. We sometimes miss the treasures. Don't miss the treasures of the gifts that God has already given. Live with one eye open toward the future of God. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Let us then live by faith. Let us pray. Gracious God, bless your people gathered. However we arrive to this moment, lead us all faithfully home. Glory be to God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in whom there is life and in whom there is life forevermore. Amen.